This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Earlier this week, the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation, another round of giving. They do it twice a year. Foundation Director Carmen Warnerich is in. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So you were down at Seven Feathers, the convention center, giving out how much money?
$606,815 this round of giving.
Do you feel like sometimes you're almost like running a game show?
Well, I feel like the gifting fairy sometimes.
Yeah, most of us, well, I don't think any of us have jobs where we give out much money to, we give out prizes to people, but $606,000 and a whole lot of groups.
That's right, absolutely, and a whole bunch of amazing groups. I mean, Douglas County had so many wonderful applicants this time. I was really happy to be able to give $100,000 or more to folks in Douglas County.
Wow, a lot of organizations here. We've talked about the process before. A lot goes into this, and it's a broader area than people necessarily think.
Right. So the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation gives grants in 7 counties in Southwest Oregon. So it includes Coos, Deschutes, Douglas, Jackson, Josephine, Klamath, and Lane counties.
And how does that get determined?
Well, that gets determined by basically who applies. And so our application is open twice a year, and nonprofit organizations apply to the Cow Creek Foundation. And then those decisions are made by the Cow Creek Tribal Board of Directors and the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation.
So as you go through this, when you look at the Douglas County groups, talk about some of the recipients.
Sure. So in Douglas County, Altrusa International, for their celebration of literacy that they have every year, we gave them $4,000 to purchase books.
And I'm trying to remember the number. One of the Altrusa folks was in here last week or week before. And they've given out like 250,000 books in the last 20 years?
Absolutely. They do such a tremendous job. And they make sure every kid, I think if every kid that comes to each event during the week gets maybe 20 books total if they come to all the events, that's just incredible to have. You know, for a child to be able to have that many books at home to read.
Well, a lot there. Let's see some of the other groups from Douglas County.
Sure. So St. Vincent de Paul in Myrtle Creek, for their food program, they got $7,500 to help out in southern Douglas County. And the Elkton Community Education Center got $7,110 to provide for their youth employment program that they do. I think they have 25 participants this year, and it just started this week. So that's a super impressive program. And we're also helping them with paying a couple of their volunteers that come for their Fort Umpqua days and help them with some food there.
Wow. And then you cross over to the other edge of the county.
That's right. Out in Glide, Glide Revitalization got $10,000 for their Little Loggers Play School. And also Glide School District got $4,000 to purchase some robotics equipment for their conceptual physics class.
Wow. Gosh, I don't even know what robotics equipment for a conceptual physics class would look like. Apparently, I'm older. But that's a common thing. So you've got a bunch of food banks here that you're helping out, too.
Right. Absolutely. So St. Francis Community Kitchen, Sutherland Oakland Food Pantry, the Fish Food Pantry. Those folks are all receiving $7,500 to just help feed people in Douglas County. You know, the Oregon Food Bank has reduced the amount of donations that they're giving to local food banks and area pantries. So a lot of local food banks are stepping up their fundraising.
All right. And you've got some other groups around the county, too.
Sure. So Thundering Water, they have a wow truck. It's Wellness on Wheels. They're going to like 40 some events this summer. Anyway, but we're helping them expand their activity stations. So they have a pump track, bicycle pump track, and they have a smoothie bike, and they have some other cool activity stations. And so our funding of $5,000 is going to help them expand how many stations they have. They're going to buy some more stuff.
And out in Umpqua, at the community center, which, gosh, it's been a while since I've been out there, you're giving them some real practical help.
Right. Yeah, they need to pave their parking lot. I think they've had a dirt parking lot for as long as the building has been there. And so they finally decided to pave that parking lot. I think a lot of their folks are elderly and have a little bit of trouble navigating some of the potholes and things. So this is going to make that that venue very nice.
And then over on the arts side of things.
Right. Umpqua Valley Arts Association. This is for their outreach program. They got $7,500 to go out into the community, more rural areas, and bring art to the folks that can't get to Roseburg.
And a couple more.
Yep. UCAN is getting $10,000 to help with their food distribution throughout Douglas County. And then YMCA, they are getting $10,000 to help with scholarships and then feeding the kids that attend their programs in Roseburg as well as down in Myrtle Creek and Tri-City.
Now, when you did the presentation Tuesday, I mean, you get a lot of the folks from these organizations, some travel ways to be there. Talk about some of the things that happened during that.
Sure. So we get folks that come from over in Deschutes County and the coast and down in Jackson and Josephine County. And we had a room full of probably 300 people, I'm guessing. And this year, I was really pleased. We started the ceremony with a blessing from one of our education folks, and Jesse Jackson came and played the flute for us, and it was lovely. And Carla Keene brought remarks to the group, and then, you know, I of course have some remarks and tell a couple of jokes, and then we hand out the checks. And it's really a lovely day, and it's got a lot of great energy just because it really brings hope just to see 87 organizations all in one room, and they come up on stage and tell how they're going to use the funds, and it really just gives one a full heart after the day.
And you've got a wide variety of groups. I mean, you've got some that are part of larger organizations, but you've got some groups that, I mean, are just about or sometimes all volunteer staff.
Absolutely. So there's one actually that's located in Douglas County, but they serve counties or serve other counties in Oregon. It's called Fly Fishing Veterans. They're entirely volunteer, and they are going to, we gave them some money to buy some fishing rod building supplies, and so they can meet with veterans and first responders and others that serve to just have some de-stressing to build fishing rods, and then they go out and use those fishing rods and go fishing.
So doing all of this twice a year, you're back in 6 months to do it again. You mentioned being sort of the gifting fairy. I'm wondering if you could incorporate that somehow in your next event ceremony at the convention center.
I'm not sure if I can. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I wear a tiara or something.
And get a wand.
Oh, that might be a good idea.
That's just a thought there. Carmen Mornerich, Foundation Director of the Cal Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation, talking about the grants that were given out today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle, for having me. I appreciate it.
8:40 at the Morning Report.